around one ankle the gold chain he had given her. And at the sight of those feet, the thought suddenly that it could end here, that there was no need to go on, the indistinct sense that there was nothing better up ahead, nothing that could equal this particular moment, and that in going on he would only lose it again, like when you let go of a balloon filled with helium, and watch it vanish into the clouds. He extricated himself from the foam mattress, the hollows made by his palms and his knees gradually disappearing. She liked this mattress. It was one of the first things she said after she came home with him the first time. She'd sat down on it, obviously enjoying the way it shaped itself around her body. It was the evening they met each other. He'd been at Togo with Siri and a couple of her friends from med school. Later on that evening, an old friend showed up, and with him, the woman now lying in his bed. For some reason, he'd got to his feet the moment he saw her, almost offered her his hand, as though they were at a reception, and she was the one everyone had been waiting for. For a second or two, she'd looked into his eyes, then turned away with a smile that he was unable to interpret. He and Siri had been together a year that night at Togo. They'd probably gone there to celebrate. She wasn't jealous. Constantly assured him that